China and Greece. There were rebellions against the Soviets in Ukraine, where nationalists also fought Poles in a brutal conflict that cost more than 50,000 lives, and wars of independence flared up in various parts of Asia. Despite the Holocaust, after the war, outbreaks of anti-Semitism in Eastern Europe, hard to explain to a modern reader, claimed the lives of around 1,500 Jews who had somehow managed to escape the Nazis. In much of Europe, there were no schools, virtually no transport links, no libraries, no shops. There was nothing to sell or buy, and almost nothing was manufactured any longer. There were virtually no banks, which didn't matter all that much, as money was worthless. There was no law and order. Men and children roamed the streets with weapons, either to protect what they possessed or to threaten the possessions of others. Women of all ages and backgrounds prostituted themselves for food and protection. Morality and traditional ideas of ownership had changed utterly. Now the imperative was usually survival. This was how millions of Europeans lived in 1946. Berlin and Hiroshima provided the most powerful images of the war. In both cities, around three-quarters of the buildings had been destroyed by Allied bombing. But from the Seine to the Danube Delta, the heartland of Europe,